most love stories that have happy endings involve two people, you've probably noticed. And love stories involving a love triangle usually have an ending that's not so happy. This is a love story that 26 years in is doing pretty well, but involves not one, but two love triangles. It does have a romantic setting, Cozumel, Mexico. And one of the triangles was Laura, who's here tonight, who was there in from Woodstock, New York, with her 12-year-old daughter and her mother-in-law, who in November will be 100. And Laura was a widow lady of 4 years at that point. And the other triangle consisted of myself as a recently separated dad on his first solo vacation with 8-year-old Ruth and 6-year-old Ben. And the starting was pretty inauspicious, with my having to call my ex at 6 a.m. from BWI and asking her to execute an affidavit that it was okay to take the kids out of the country, and trying to find a notary at 6 in the morning at BWI, and then the baggage handlers, who I guess thought CO stood for Colorado and not Cozumel, because our clothes had a wonderful vacation in Denver. And the second night, we're seated at these group tables for performance of the Folklorico de Mexico, and I noticed this picture of blonde Sonia Braga with the bearing of the dancer she once was, and lively eyes, and I tried like crazy to get her attention, but she was engaged in conversation with a couple from Oklahoma, and I made a wonderful impression on her mother-in-law. So I formulated a plan. When you came back from town to go to your room, you had to walk through this open-air bar, so I just needed to get the kids to bed and be sitting in the open-air bar, and when Laura and Justine and Betty came through, I would suggest a drink, and who knows what would happen from there. It was a great plan, except that every night putting the kids to bed, I fell asleep. So probably very few of you have thought of the Green Apple Quick Step, or Montezuma's Revenge, as it's known, to be a seduction technique. But I found myself unable to watch my kids for more than 3 to 4 minutes at a time. And so I had to ask Laura to watch my kids because I was constantly indisposed. And they made a great impression on her. And it was very clear that, you know, I couldn't quite be the complete turkey I appeared to be because my kids were kind of cool. And so finally one night I did manage to stay awake and sit in the bar, and Laura came through, and we talked, and we had a drink, and we went for a walk on the beach, and the moon was full, and the surf was pounding, and eventually we found ourselves face to face, inches apart, and as I leaned forward, here's where the dog comes in. This little yellow dog comes out of nowhere and clamps its teeth on my ankle. And I find myself thinking through my pain, should I just pretend there's no dog biting me on the ankle and get that kiss? I didn't. I fell down instead. But I got back to Baltimore, and a few days later, there was a letter from Laura. And it said something about how much she appreciated people who were passionate about, I don't know what, books or work or what. I got as far as passionate. I got in the car. I drove to Woodstock. And we've been together since April of 1988. Thank you.